This is David Richardson. Welcome to the High Performance HVAC Podcast. With me today, I've got Dominic Guarino, one of the founders of NCI. Dom, I know a lot of what's taken up our time recently. We have not only prepared, we have discussed, we've had meetings between us and a lot of other people, but it's NCI Summit. So I thought it might be kind of fun to talk about some of the origins of Summit, where it came from, why we do it, what the spirit of it was that you and Rob originally intended. So I thought it'd be fun to talk about it. So what got Summit started in the first place?
Well, it kind of evolved. It started as a membership meeting. You know, we formed a membership back in the early 2000s and decided, well, it'd be great to meet. So we started meeting at Comfort Tech in a little session that was post Comfort Tech called NCI Meets. It was great. And we had really good speakers, good conversations. So it sort of evolved into, at one point, well, this kind of needs to be its own conference. So we put together Summit, and I can't remember the exact year, but
it was 2007.
Yeah,
if I remember,
it's been about 18 years. Yeah, and the concept was, at first it was, again, a continuation of the membership meeting, but then over time it's evolved into an industry-wide conference. In fact, probably members make up about half or a little more than half of the people attending. And so it's really grown into something very different in the HVAC industry. And I know we're going to hit on a few of those points.
Yeah. What makes it different? There's all kinds of industry conferences out there. But I know when I was a contractor, Summit was one of the, and even NCI Meets when it started back in 2003. Mm-hmm. Those were two events that I did not miss. And the reason for that was because there was a spirit to it that I thought was different. There was no chest pounding, no egos. What is it about the spirit of Summit that makes it different than so many industry conferences?
That's a good question. I think there's two things. One is that it's a very focused conference. In other words, it's not a bunch of consultants, you know, sharing their success stories or how to get rich quick or, you know, and a lot of the things that you see in conferences. Summit has been laser focused on high performance HVAC, on helping contractors implement and you know, make it work in their businesses, whether it's the technical side of it or the business implementation, like what do you do within your various departments to make sure that everything comes together and you can do high performance work. So that was a big part of it. And Rob and I made a big commitment back then that we did not want it to change. We wanted it to stay that way because it's very easy to slip into, oh, let's bring in this consultant, that consultant. Let's talk about, you know, social media or internet marketing, whatever it might be. And while we do a little bit of that, the primary focus is what makes them different. And that speaks to the second point, which is the spirit, as you said. We've been fortunate, I guess blessed, to sort of build an environment at Summit that is very open. I hate to use the word a safe space. It's kind of, I think the contractors that come feel safe, feel they can open up and share, their successes, but also their failures, and bond with each other in a community that's, you know, you almost have to experience it to truly understand it. But there's that feeling that there's no judging. There's just, you know, hey, I went through what you went through. Maybe I did 2 years ago or 10 years ago. Again, that sharing, that openness is a huge part of what makes Summit a little bit different.
Yeah, that authenticity is what always stood out to me, because I know there were a lot of people, a lot of mentors that I had when we were still in the business, mm-hmm. that they would get up there and they would say, here is where we messed up. Here's what we messed up on. I mean, they would lay out their mistakes so that you could learn from them and not go down that same path. And they would say, here's what we did to fix it. Not only did they tell you where they went wrong, but they also told you how you fixed it so that you could go and you could also imitate what they did. The other part of that authenticity, I think, at least for me, was the side conversations that happened. Not during the Summit events, but then the times after Summit, whether you were sitting in a hallway or just communicating outside or whatever, But, I mean, you probably remember there was a small group of us we used to call – well, I don't think we did. I think the name got bestowed upon us, the Band of Brothers. Mm-hmm. And it was me, Henry Sterling, Vince DiFilippo, Chuck Worley, and Al. And it was like we just – we hit it off.
Right.
And we shared a lot of common bonds with that. And I see new guys coming in, and I see those same bonds. It's like you see this Band of Brothers mentality – growing, and you see new bands of brothers that are they just click. There's something about them that makes them click.
It's funny because you use the word click. What you don't see is like the traditional cliques forming, like right. Where they don't want anybody else in. They're their own little set of people, and like leave us alone. What's cool about that, and we see this year after year, is these groups grow and welcome. With other people in the groups without hesitation. In fact, the more green someone is, the more they want to pull them into the group and kind of put their arms around them and say, "Hey, you're part of the family now." And I see that as we do Summit, we have presentations and sessions and so forth. But whether it's in the meals or in the breaks or after hours. These relationships, I think, just continue to deepen and expand. And oftentimes, I've been to many conferences where it's kind of like, well, there's that group over there, but, you're not part of that. It's almost right. Like the Mean Girls, right?
Right.
And it's real. At Summit, it's like, no, all are welcome. Come on in. And
everybody talks to everybody. That's what's so cool about it is as you said, there's no invisible barriers. Everybody's approachable. We can all talk with one another and be open with one another. I think there's such a value to that.
And what I don't see at Summit, and I see this at a lot of conferences, is the old game of what they call liar's poker, right? Everybody talks about how successful they are at some of these conferences, and they just almost like grandstand, right? And, I'm killing it, and they don't want to show their vulnerabilities, if you will. And I don't really see that at Summit. I see a bunch of guys and women that are just like, man, this is awesome. And the other thing we see is they go to everything. You don't see people disappearing. A lot of conferences, you'll see people disappear for 3 or 4 hours at a time and go see the town or what have you. That is so rare.
Dom, I've been around since almost the first Summit, and there have been a lot of memorable locations and just a lot of memories. Are there any that stand out to you?
Boy, like you said, there's a lot of memories. I think some of my favorite summits, we did one in San Diego many years ago, and it was just great. We had a great keynote speaker, Dennis Waitley, and I think
that was a good one.
Yeah, he had a great message. But we had a lot of fun too, and I remember a lot of fun moments in San Diego. And Rob and I used to constantly, tease each other, pick on each other, play pranks and so forth. But then I found out that his sons, who are, by the way, both doctors, played a great prank on me at that summit. I was in my room, which kind of faced the ocean front. And all of a sudden, I see on the glass on the sliding door, both of Rob's sons come up to me in their bathing suits, turn around, and they call it pressed ham. So you could imagine what they did. There was several moons involved. So that was fun, and we just had a big giggle over that. So many great summits.
You were the butt of the joke.
I was the butt of the joke. And it continued on for years and years. They reminded me of the pressed ham. Austin, last time we were in Austin was a great summit. You remember that one?
Austin was a good one. My most memorable part of that was after Summit, because I got wrangled into, instead of flying back home, I got to drive the truck of all the stuff back home with Jim Davis.
Oh, boy.
And at the Texas-Arkansas border, we almost I thought we were going to get arrested. I was driving speed limit, getting ready to cross over from Texas. I mean, it's a long drive. And we were maybe 30 minutes away from the hotel we were going to stay at. I think it's like 10 o'clock at night when this happens. And all of a sudden, I see the blue lights light up behind us. And I immediately look over at Jim because I'm driving. And I'm like, what did you do? He was like, I didn't do anything. So I mean, you'd have to know Jim. And so we get pulled over. There's two troopers in the car. So they both walk up on each side of us and they pull me out and they ask me, they start questioning me. And he says, you know, I need you to come back and sit in the car with me. I'm like, oh, this is not good. I'm going to jail tonight over something. I don't even know what happened that Jim probably did. And so he starts asking me all these questions and then he jumps into it. Cause I mean, think about how weird this is. You've got a guy from Kentucky and a guy from Ohio driving a rental truck from Pennsylvania. And it was a huge cargo van loaded to the top full of stuff. And I'm like, okay, this doesn't look just a little bit suspicious. So he starts asking questions and then he drops the bomb. He says, if I go through that truck, am I going to find any drugs? I was like, as far as I know, no, we're just a couple of HVC guys going back. And then about this time, as I'm asking him, somebody jumps up across and runs across the interstate, jumps the fence, and they're taking off down this road. And the trooper immediately looks at me and he says, did that guy come out from underneath your van? And I said, dude, if he came out from underneath the van, we didn't know he was there. So he's hammering me. And then he turns around and says, if I go up there and I ask that guy that's sitting in the passenger seat of the vehicle, am I going to get the same answers from him as I got from you? And I just kind of dropped and I said, probably not. And I thought right then we were going to jail, but they let us go. And we went. So I remember that one. That one was really well.
So you didn't hear any of Jim's sarcastic comments to the cop?
No, I didn't hear anything because he was up there talking with the other trooper. Uh-huh. And so then he started telling me something about it was illegal in Texas to put a ice cream cone in your back pocket and stuff like that. So things like that. And then another memorable one that stood out aside from Austin was back in, I think it was 2008. We were in Clearwater, Florida, and it was you probably remember this. It was the haunted hotel.
Oh yeah.
There were so many stories that came out of that, people seeing things in their rooms. And
oh yeah,
that was, and I almost didn't go to that one. Henry Sterling convinced me to go to it. And we actually made a road trip out of it and drove that. It was incredible. But I remember the haunted hotel. It had the speakeasy downstairs.
Yep.
And you guys dressed up in mobster attire. Cause like Babe Ruth and, you know, that during Prohibition area, that's where people met and drank. And then we came out on the shore. Yeah, that was a really neat one.
That was fun. Yeah. We had a lot of fun ones. And, but I think also one of my favorite parts of Summit is where we recognize some of the best contractors in the industry, where we really, you know, bring them up on stage, whether we have contractors of the year and we have different types of awards like training excellence and technical excellence. And what's really cool, one moment that stays in my mind when a contractor who had just started coming to Summit, I think it was his first or second one, and everyone was coming up on stage, and he came up to me after. He said, you know, I'm going to be on stage next year. And what they did with their company, and that was Greg Vickers.
Mm-hmm.
What GVs in Illinois, and what they did is in that year, they did amazing things. They applied like crazy what they had learned. Dawn, his daughter, had just started tearing it up on the sales side, using performance testing on every sales call. It was just fun to see, and it was so obvious that they were going to be the contractor of the year of the following year. And in fact, they were up on stage. And that's those are such heartening moments.
Right.
You know, just bringing them up. Something that really gets me every time at Summit, you know, I go to other conferences and people get awards, right? And they thank their wife and they thank their mom and, you know, their company and so forth. And I see it almost invariably at Summit. Yes, they do a little bit of that, but then they turn around and they thank NCI, and it's almost embarrassing. Like they talk about how becoming part of the NCI family changed their lives, and they're really sincere and often tearful about the change in their companies. Do you remember Mike Hyde?
Oh yeah.
I made the mistake of thinking, you know, when he started out with us, he was about $1 million company, maybe $1.5 million. And so I remember the one year we gave him a contractor of the year for a small contractor. And afterwards he goes up to us and he says, we did $15 million this year.
Exponential like, growth.
And by the way, they're at about $30 million now or something like that. It's nuts how they have just blown up in Southern California. This little company out in the desert is just killing
doing
it.
Doing things the right way.
And that's the fun of not just Summit, of course, of just being tied to the contractors that we train and that we continue to coach and work with. And it all kind of maybe that's a big part of that spirit that you talked about. Mm-hmm. It's not just a one and done. Come to our training and, you know, see ya, have a nice life.
Right.
But it's a long-term relationship. And I think that's just so incredible.
There's a camaraderie that you can just sit down with somebody you don't know, start mm-hmm. a conversation, and within just a few seconds, you've already found something, some type of a common thread that you can talk about.
Absolutely.
What we do. It's cool being able to recognize people. And I know it's been fun last year at Summit. It was neat to be able to change the name of the Technical Excellence Awards from David Debbie and, you know, changing that legacy from David's to Jim Davis's and having him there to be able to, you know, see that, present that award on his behalf. And that was something else, and to be able to recognize those that have gone before.
Yeah. A lot of emotional moments at Summit. Of course, you know, we lost Rob a few years ago, and the last talk he gave, which I'm trying to think where that was.
Scottsdale.
Was it Scottsdale?
It was Scottsdale.
The very last one. And he gave just a great talk, as usual, closing Summit. That was his kind of, you know, signature thing, was to close out Summit. Yep. And then we recorded that, of course, and played it actually several times in past Summits. And yep. Pretty emotional, but a big part of it, though, was just the hopefulness of his message and saying, hey, I may not be around much longer. I mean, he literally said that.
And he didn't know that at that time.
And that was his last Summit. And, so there's some great stuff, but also some sad things. But it says that, you know, that's kind of what we try to make this all about, is the legacy continuing on.
Right.
It wasn't just two crazy guys back in, you know, whatever, 1994, deciding to start a training organization. It, you know, it goes beyond that. And we're seeing that, of course, you're up on stage more in Summit, David, doing a lot more things. And we just love how everything continues to grow. And by the way, we talked about Austin. We're going to be in Austin this year at Kalahari Resort. So it's a big water park. So bring your kids.
Yeah.
Austin's going to be a lot of fun. I think we just bring in such great contractors who share their stories, who speak at Summit. We'll have some great industry people, including partners that we've developed very strong relationships over the past few years. I don't know if you want to mention a few things about that.
Well, I mean, you mentioned the change in the legacy, seeing how Summit has grown. I know last year in Asheville, we took a big step forward with Adam coming on board, and we brought having the podcasters come in and having that was just a totally different level of engagement that we've ever had before. You know, people who didn't have to be there, but they wanted to be there because they're part of a bigger mission. They identify with what we're trying to do within the HVAC industry. I know Brian Orr, you know, volunteered his time to do a keynote and present. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just seeing that group that come together and seeing how that evolution has taken place, but the same legacy is continuing that you and Rob founded so many years ago, that there's a bunch of messed up HVAC systems and nobody's doing anything about it.
And by the way, I'm glad you mentioned Brian Orr. Just a shout out to him. That guy's incredible. You know, Brian's company, Kalos in Florida, started HVAC school, which many are familiar with, and put on an annual conference called Symposium. And what we've realized is that Summit and Symposium are just sister conferences.
Yeah.
They're so tied together, and every year it feels like we're more tied together. Yes, Summit is technical and a little bit more towards the owners and managers, if you will, as far as the content and symposium's kind of the other way around. It's mostly technical, but I see more and more sessions and things like that geared towards company owners and what they can do with what they're learning. So it's really neat to see, you know, somebody younger than me, a lot younger, kind of continuing that type of legacy. And it's and there's so many others. I mean, Brian's just one example, but I think you're going to see in the near future a lot more tying together of the two conferences, and that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We've got a lot of good speakers that are coming in again this year, mostly contractor speakers, and then of course we will have partner sessions, I know, but all geared towards, you know, and it's not just anybody, as you said earlier, that can come in. They share that purpose and that mission, why we do what we do, and having that same collaborative spirit, having everybody there, I think is really cool. So I'm looking forward to Summit. Dom, I appreciate you sitting down, taking some time with me to go over the history of it, where we've been, where we're going, and why we do what we do. So thank you so much.
Thanks, David.